16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
So you're saying Powerade is better because somebody put a Flintstone vitamin in that bitch?
And let it dissolve, yes. It tastes better, is better for you. What's Gatorade doing besides getting dumped on the back of coaches' necks? Gatorade out here lazy, trifling, all right? Powerade put in work. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's a big show about pretty small things, pretty little, pretty insignificant. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan. Yeah. I'm a correspondent on The Daily Show, and just generally the person who annoys Josh the most. Because if I won't do it, who will?
Great question. So we come to you today humbly, seeking your approval. We seek your validation because we are diametrically opposed, as usual. But this time, I think there's a line in the sand. I think that I can't see any concessions being drawn. I can't see us really coming to any common ground at all. Today's topic is Powerade versus Gatorade. Okay?
Woof.
Which one do you drink more if you drink either? Which one leaves you feeling hydrated, and which one just makes you feel a little ill?
I'll say, as someone who never really enjoyed Gatorade, but realized that there were absolutely no beneficial qualities to Powerade. Because with Gatorade, you could taste that it was like salty. You're like, oh, I might be getting something out of this. But there's so much sugar in a Powerade, I feel like I'm drinking Kool-Aid. So that's why I can't condone or participate. Also,
condone.
I don't see, like, remember, like, also remember when we were in, like, because when did you graduate from high school?
2008.
Okay, so you just, oh, no, you were 7 years after me. Never mind. I know when I was in high school is when Powerade was, like, popping.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you see everybody drinking a Powerade and whatever, and I'm just like, this doesn't taste like it's being helping. This don't taste like it's restoring anything. I just feel like I'm drinking, this is an uncarbonated soda. Okay. So I only go Gatorade, because Gatorade tastes like, okay, you can taste that there's a little, like, saltiness to a Gatorade, just because of the electrolytes and shit, and then, but there's the sweetness, so you'll keep fucking drinking it. So Gatorade, I'll go with only because I feel like it might actually be doing something. Powerade is just an uncarbonated. It's a soft drink.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's Those are some great opening points. Some of them were actually correct. A couple of them were really on point, okay? But Powerade, what you understand about Powerade, what you understand about the power that we're covered with Powerade, okay, is that Powerade actually has less calories and more micronutrients than Gatorade. You were right about the salt.
What is
you were right about the salt.
What is the
micronutrient? Salt, you were on point, okay?
What's the micronutrient?
The salt was the electrolytes. The micronutrients in there are vitamins B6 and 12, as well as magnesium. Like, we're coming through with actual sustenance.
Mm. So just because you Googled what the hell was in a Powerade, you know you didn't know what was in a Gatorade. You did not know before 2 seconds ago while I was talking. Not a damn thing about what's all up be in these powers of AIDS, okay? You knew.
Yeah. Would you rather, even in the wording, would you rather have Gatorade or Powerade? Would you rather have the aid to be powered or the aid of Gator?
Do you know where Gatorade got its name from?
Florida, right?
Florida Gators.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give a shit, but because I'm not a Gator fan, I'm a fan of anything that's not UGA. Fine.
Okay.
Because Gatorade have been tried and true and tested on real professional college athletes.
Uh-huh.
You know, it has all of the things, the nutrientes. Okay?
Not a word.
What are you talking about? Listen, the earliest version of it consisted of water, sodium, sugar, potassium, phosphate, and lemon juice. Okay?
Okay.
Gatorade was the reason that the Florida Gators won in their first Orange Bowl over the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Okay?
How is it the reason? What
they
reason?
Said it was a they said it was a contributing factor.
So it is.
They credited the
They're
team.
Saying it's a performance enhancing
the
drug.
The team credited Gatorade.
Okay, all
the
right.
The coach.
Mm-hmm. Doping.
No. Right. The star quarterback. Mm-hmm. Not doping. Water. You think water and sodium and sugar.
Water,
and
sodium, lemon juice. I don't know what goes in their big bodies to help them move big bodies. I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying it sounds like doping to me.
Sodium, water, sugar, potassium, and phosphates.
Mm-hmm. What's in those phosphates?
Doping?
Huh? What's in the phosphates? Check
You're
the phosphates.
Check the phosphates. What's the phosphate? I don't know what a phosphate is. I don't know what phosphorus means. Okay, a phosphate is an anion salt functional group or ester derived from a phosphoric acid. So basically, it's more salt.
Does it have a bunch of chemistry stuff next to it when you Google it?
Yes. Okay. Hold
Doping.
On.
Doping.
No. This is a naturally occurring thing in nature. Okay, hold on.
So it's dope.
Because you looked up all that shit with... Now, hold on. This is the thing. This is just the early chemical makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of a Gatorade. Okay? Mm-hmm.
All right.
They got thirst quenchers. Because for a long time, all they had was lemon, lime, and orange. Let's see. They started getting more flavors in the mid-90s. Because I remember, like, people just sucking out... Oh, Gatorade Ice. Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but... There was I remember G2, Gatorade Rain, Gatorade Tiger was a Gatorade thirst quencher, okay? As a result of, I guess, juicing Tiger Woods.
Okay.
They put him in a machine and squeeze him.
This is the thing. I think that the flavors of Gatorade went a bit wild, went a little too far, stopped becoming flavors and started becoming just experiments.
So you're telling me that this Gatorade Frost Glacier Freeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just blue.
Yeah, it's just gross.
No. Not gross. Blue. I don't know what a glacier tastes like.
Yeah.
I don't know what
also, there's a glacier freeze and a glacier something else, too. So glacier is just a sort of accent mark on the taste of freeze.
But this is giving me, this says rehydrate, replenish, refuel. Electrolytes to help replenish what you lose in sweat. Carbs to help fuel, refuel working muscles. Because what people don't know is that sugar is a carb.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, I'm cutting out carbs, I'm cutting out carbs, I'm cutting out carbs. Guess what, motherfuckers? You can't have fruit.
Yeah.
Dude we work with, he was on the keto.
Yeah.
He couldn't have fruit. Unless it was, I think the only fruit he could have was a blueberry.
But you don't know that carb. Blueberries and you can have, but you can't have watermelon, you can't have pomegranate, you can't have anything that's like high in sugar, and you can't have anything that, maybe this isn't fair to say, but I feel like all the hearty fruits you can't have.
I know when I was working on my meal plan, I couldn't have any tropical fruits.
Oh, okay.
I could have apples and berries. I could have, what category of fruit is an apple?
I don't know, but apples got a lot of fiber, so you don't want to load up on too many apples.
Because it makes you poops?
Yep.
That's good.
Apples? Oof. I remember when I was in Chicago, I was just telling somebody about this. I'm trying to remember who I was talking to. When I was in Chicago, I was like, this is so bad.
Oh, no. I'm so excited.
I didn't have any, money. And so I went to a grocery store. I saw a bag of apples. I was like, that's dinner. And I was just,
no.
I just ate dinner like alluded to it. Just ate four apples. And, you know, it's a lot of chewing. So you get tired of chewing and you get full off of just really trying to break down apples in your mouth.
Man.
And then that is way too much fiber. That had me sat down, pressed.
You shaking together and running over. What I'm saying is,
yeah,
you should at least have some peanut butter. That had some oil.
Hey, I'm with you. I understand. I recognize my mistakes.
Man.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes these stories you tell, I'm like, I'm so glad that Josh is in a better place. Listen, all I know is...
Don't act like you really believe in it because you just already had it there. Don't act like you went and got a real Gatorade.
I did already have this because I was dehydrated. So
yeah. But if you had known better, you would have got a Powerade.
No, if I'd have known better, I'd have got a Pedialyte.
Fair enough. Fine. I'm just saying.
Fair enough. But the thing is, I have not seen a Powerade in years.
Go
is
to the CVS. Company,
is it still in business?
Yeah, go to a Duane Reade.
What?
Yeah, go to any, I don't know, I feel like even the Sports Armor store sells them.
Sports Armor?
Oh, sorry, Under Armour. That's my bad. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired, and I let what I was thinking mash up with what I was saying. And
let me tell you something. Them Under Armour shirts started becoming Outer Armour shirts.
Real quick, right?
Real quick.
The level of confidence people have to wear those Under Armours, but just casually. The idea, because first of all, you know how skin tight those things are?
They are a body stocking for a man.
They soak up every part of you.
And
it is the closest to a hug a lot of people have had.
They're male Spanx because
it's wild.
What I can say is in my life, I've seen the men that I've seen wearing Under Armour as outerwear are never men that play sports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing here? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting what it did. Cause it's like, you know, you see this man who you know is not playing a sport. Cause they are they moisture wicking?
Is that the benefit? I have no idea what you just said.
Moisture wicking meaning.
Okay.
That you wear them under your clothes. When you're playing a sport, because it pulls the sweat away from the body.
Now, I don't think so. I don't want to lie on them, but I don't think so. The thing is that what I found it does and what I think a lot of guys think that it does for them is that because it's skin tight.
Giving that body yaddy yaddy.
Yeah, if there's any muscle definition that you have at all,
yeah,
the Under Armour will follow it. So it's like you'll see dudes with even a decent back, right? Like even decent back muscles.
I love a good back. I love arms. Ugh. I'm an arms person. I'm an arms bit. Like a man with like just a nice.
Uh-huh.
Because I like hugs. So a nice arm.
Yeah.
But I do. Some men do have like very weird hands.
What?
Yeah, some men have weird hands, and I don't like it.
What are you talking about?
His hands are just weird.
Well, weird how?
He don't go right.
What does go right mean?
Like, you ever seen a man whose hands are too small for his body?
I hope not. What?
I've seen it. They look like Muppets. Just little. Like grown men with little kid hands. Like if you're a man who's like, I'm a woman who's 5'4".
Okay.
If you're a man who's taller than me, but whose hands are smaller than mine, I'm worried. Because it's weird. I don't want to hold your hand and be the big spoon.
Wow. Okay. Didn't even know that. Wow.
I feel like I just woke. I just feel like I just woke you up.
Yeah, that was insane.
I like hands. I like arms. I pay attention to those things. Well, so the guy who came up with it was Kevin Plank. He said, as a fullback at the University of Maryland, Plank got tired of having to change out of the sweat-soaked t-shirts worn under his jersey. However, he noticed that his compression shorts worn during practice stayed dry. This inspired him to make a t-shirt using moisture-wicking synthetic material. So, yeah.
So, moisture-wicking and heat. That's wild. Wow. You really called it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what half a compression stuff is for, really.
Well, I think my homeboy was telling me that he wore compression shorts when he played football or baseball. One of them sports to keep his man parts still.
I think it would keep them still. I think you're right.
Just to stop them from banging into each other.
That is tough when you're running. And you want to go faster. But it's not happening.
Wait, so testicles bang into each other?
Yeah.
Huh. What?
Like with you mean within or next to stuff?
Within. Like other in between your legs.
Not really. Not like I thought you meant. Do they bang into stuff as in, like, swinging from side to side? Do they hit thigh?
Does that happen?
100%, yes.
They are a pendulum shape.
If you get old enough, now I don't know how true this is.
Oh, they'll hit the water in the toilet?
No. What?
I've heard that.
I've heard that too, but that's not... Because that's not where I was going, it took me...
I feel like the water in that toilet was just too high.
Maybe. You don't know how long they get.
I don't. So the Under Armour shorts make sense because it's like the compression. Okay, so you don't want your man parts to be moving a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do. There was a day you and Devin, but mainly you, got so annoyed with me because I asked you if you had to pee.
What?
Could you just put your finger on the end of it and stop the pee from coming?
Sometimes you do ask questions that make me worry about, like, have you met Mr. Penis?
Only reason I ask that question is because I know if I have to pee and I have to wait, I can squeeze my thighs together.
Mm-hmm.
Or wrap my, or like, you know, put my legs one over the other.
Yeah.
Men don't have that option because everything's in front.
Yeah.
Like, if you put your legs together, nothing happens.
Yeah.
So, like, you think that, like, the I have to pee kind of thing, and it's just like, you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you just gotta bend it in half like a hose.
What do you mean?
Sixteenth Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
What has more sugar in it?
Let's see. Okay.
Powerade versus Gatorade. It already came up here. Bam. Huh. Sorry, I don't need to be doing that. Is Powerade better for you than Gatorade? Gatorade contains 160 milligrams of sodium and 45 milligrams of potassium per serving, whereas Powerade contains 150 milligrams of sodium and 35 milligrams of potassium per serving. In comparison, yes, Gatorade is slightly better at replacing lost electrolytes.
Depending on if that's what you need. Do you need
what are
some
you drinking
B6?
It for?
Do you need some B12? Do you need some rehydration alongside it? You know? Mm-hmm. Maybe Gatorade is over here like, ooh, I got electrolytes. I got some salt in it
but
in case
it
you want to get thirstier.
Said...
I got some lemon water in case you hate your life.
Okay, fine. What sports drink is best for hydration? Best overall? Gatorade. Ooh, Body Armor. I tried this drink. It's actually pretty good.
So who conducted the study?
Let's see.
Was it Gatorade.com?
Let's see who conducted this
Is it a reputable source?
Reputable?
Reputable.
It was foodnetwork.com who did it.
And you're going to trust them. You're going to trust them. You're going to trust the, what is it, Dives, Diggins, and Dashes? Huh? Is that who you want to trust?
Do another three.
Is that what you want to trust? You want to put your faith in dinner, destitute, and dogs? Huh?
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Do you want to put your faith in dugouts, ditches, and drains?
The test was right. Listen, this is from Dana Angelo White, MSRD.
Another D. Okay. Suspicious.
She's a registered dietitian, certified athletic trainer, and owner of Dana White Nutrition, Inc., which specializes in culinary and sports nutrition. She's the one that did it. She wrote the article.
She's the owner of Dana White Nutrition, Inc. Lots of D's. Lots of lack of trust for me.
Ma'am, she specializes in culinary and sports nutrition. She's got some recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep making that face.
That's not what we're here for.
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing out there, this is the person that you want to teach you to dip, dive, dodge, and dine.
This is not Guy Fieri, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said, best overall, Gatorade.
So my thing is...
Your friend Powerade.
Yeah.
Wasn't even on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you
all
just
I'm
trust
saying,
this list because it exists, right?
I trust the list because a nutritionist made it.
Okay.
Also, now hold on. Mm-hmm. What are the best drinks to replace electrolytes? Here are 8 electrolyte-rich beverages you may want to add to your health and wellness toolkit. One, coconut water or coconut juice. Two, milk.
Oh, what?
Milk?
That doesn't sound right.
At all.
If you worked out and then you had a tall glass of milk, I think your day
Nigga,
is over.
This is not 1952. No one is exercising than having milk.
What do you mean no one? They're putting them on electrolyte lists.
Hold on. Are there... I hope somebody didn't just swerve their car when they fucking heard milk.
Yeah. The way that I swerved my insurance.
Bro. In addition to its... Okay. Are there electrolytes in milk is what I Googled.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to its rich supply of electrolytes like calcium, sodium, and potassium, milk provides a healthy combination of carbs and protein. These two macronutrients can help you refuel and promote muscle tissue repair after a workout. Oh, so when you hurt your boob, you should have been drinking milk.
Never me.
You don't like milk?
I don't like it enough to drink it after a workout. Like at what point? Imagine if you finished a race and somebody hands you a glass of milk. You'd be like, I didn't know you wanted to fight. I'm going to have to come up with my own Powerade/Gatorade if milk is doing such a great job.
With all of the science that I have read, is that no one can tell me why Powerade is even worth drinking.
Wow. I feel it like I've been come telling up you the entire time.
It's not a conversation.
It's 100% the conversation.
The articles are out. It's been proven.
The articles are hack. Okay? Remember that.
You are too sleepy to have this conversation with me.
No, I'm awake.
You're what?
And I'll tell you right now.
Tell me
that
again.
I don't care what Dana White's nutrition says on dip, dive, dash, drink, and drool. Okay? These are not real stats. You want to get hydrated, you hit that Powerade.
But it's a proven fact that there is literally more milligrams of potassiums and things in Gatorade.
About milligrams, you lost me. Once you talk about milligrams and not really getting it in, when you're not talking about getting in the nutrients that you need wholly, right? Fully, okay? Then
so you're saying Powerade is better because somebody put a Flintstone vitamin in that bitch?
And let it dissolve, yes. It tastes better, is better for you. What's Gatorade doing besides getting dumped on the back of coaches' necks? Gatorade out here lazy, trifling, all right? Powerade put in work. I'm a menace.
You're
you know
a menace,
what's a real menace? Gatorade's a menace, all right? The most excited kids get about Gatorade is to dump it.
No.
Yeah.
No one's even drinking Powerade, though. Powerade, listen, that's what I'm saying. At least Gatorade gave you hydration throughout the game, and then you won. Now it's a celebratory act, okay? Powerade ain't even on the field. Powerade ain't even come to practice.
Whenever they want to dump a Gatorade on a coach, isn't it always full? Why is it always full? Because nobody's drinking it. They bought it, but they didn't drink it.
They've been playing for 4 hours. This game was 4 hours long. You only think they got one container? You bake a fresh batch, put ice in it, and then you make this coach sticky for the next 3 months.
You're gonna put ice.
You know there's multiple coolers at Gatorade outside. Stop it.
In an already worthless drink, you're telling me you're going to have reserve Gatorade to dump on top of the real Gatorade that you drink? That's not happening. I'm interested in what Gatorade does to the ground, all right? Does that grass grow hard, or does it die, or what does it do?
That grass grows better than any grass.
Really?
That grass has nutrients, okay?
You think
that grass has electrolytes.
Are you serious
right now? That grass got electrolytes.
I think that
grass don't even need electrolytes.
if you pour Gatorade into a farm's soil and then you let the grass grow and then you let a cow eat the grass, by the time you eat the burger, the cow would be like, you don't want to eat that.
I'm Can Gatorade make plants grow faster? Because we've all been in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And
let's
we
go ahead.
Know.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. This is the most research we've ever had on a fucking episode of this podcast. This is the first time we've ever been accurate about anything. Oh, man, we just be guessing. Okay. Plants need a mixture of water, light. Okay, somebody misused the comma. Plants need a mixture of water, light, water, and soil with a lot of nutrients and minerals in it. Oh, what the fuck? Who wrote this? Adding Gatorade to the soil will stunt the plant's growth before it even starts. This happens as a result of the added sugar from Gatorade. Now, to your point, to make it fair, will Powerade.
I can already see where this is going. I'll tell you right now, maybe the research hadn't been done because maybe people haven't stumbled onto the hidden effects of Powerade. How much power it gives you, how much aid it aids you.
We concluded that Powerade does not help a plant grow.
Haters.
We also came to the conclusion that it is best to give a plant water.
You not reading that.
Nigga, I'm telling you, it's what it says.
Sixteenth Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you ever play football?
Come on.
Okay, sorry. You played a sport? This nigga said, come on.
Yeah, let's not. Let's act like we know each other. You know what I mean?
Sustain.
Yeah, I play a little bit of soccer, and we would sometimes have orange slices on the sideline and some Powerade.
And what?
Powerade. That's where I first had Powerade, was playing soccer, yeah.
You had Gatorade. Don't lie.
Look, some kids brought their dusty Gatorade to practice. And I'm sure it helped keep them slow. And the rest of the kids had Powerade.
So I think the only reason...
Bullying them.
You...
Bullying them.
I think you fuck with Powerade so heavy because it's got the word power.
Yeah, because here's the thing. This is what people don't understand about sports, all right? This is what they don't understand about physical activity, okay? Mm. What they understand about strength and conditioning.
About what?
All right? Strength. And conditioning.
Did you say strike? No, your Louisiana accent hopped out. That's fine. I know it. They don't know, but I know.
You need power
to
pull off all of these, okay?
You need Jesus.
And when you need power, where do you go?
Jesus.
Do you go to something that doesn't even have it in the name, or do you go to Powerade?
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Do you go ahead, and if you need a big squat, right? Let's say you're trying to hit a PR in the gym. PR is a personal record for those that don't know. You try to hit a PR in the gym, you try to get that power going, you need some Powerade,
All right?
Why are you saying it like that?
Just to emphasize how important it is.
Power!
Yeah.
I would have believed that more than...
No, sometimes you have to say things between your teeth. Yeah, like whenever your mom wanted to scare you, she'd be like... like
that. That is true. It's also because it's like... I'm trying not to yell. Mm-hmm. I do remember, I don't know how set up was with one of my friends one time, but I did the talking through the teeth thing. Mm-hmm. And my friend went, oh shit.
Yeah. Cause it's like when someone talks to you between their teeth, it's like they already bit you.
That's so funny.
That's the level of scared you get where they're like, get over here. Your mouth.
Here.
Your mouth. Didn't I say not to ask for any Skittles?
It is a thing that children will get you to that place.
Yeah, yeah. Because now you'll see these videos. Like, you saw that dude straight up press his teacher, like, really want to fight his teacher.
That's always happened. No.
Okay, there's a video of, like, the reason this one went viral, though, is because the teacher did swing on him, right?
Is this a black boy?
He was... What you move on? I believe he was Hispanic and the teacher was black, right? Okay. And the kid is, like, up and, like, in his face and everything. And I didn't watch the whole video because I was just like, I don't need to spend my day doing this. But right. It was just like he was really pressing up. And no one, obviously, I don't expect the other students to do anything.
Right.
But people forget. People always have an opinion on when people swing, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
But people forget that before anyone ever swings, there's usually, like there was in this situation, people holding up cameras filming instead of helping. And right. Then people... just being bystanders instead of getting in the way and trying to defuse it. Right. So it's like, you could be doing your best to be like, sit down, get out, whatever, whatever. And then if somebody's like, in your face, in your face, in your face, at a certain point being in your face, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I mean,
you
just,
there's an instinct that kicks in, you know?
At a certain point, because it's like, when I think about like my male friends would tell me like, when they got to a certain age, they would then challenge their father.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what happened? He's like, but every friend was like, my dad punched me in my chest.
Yeah.
And then I sat the fuck down.
Also, like, that's the other thing, too, is that it's like, I don't know what this kid's home life was. I don't know what, I don't know anything about either one of these people. All I know is, like, if someone is, people, like, everyone on the internet is such a saint when it's other people's problems. But it's like, yeah. Everyone commenting was like, you know, oh, he has to hold himself to a higher standard. Also, that. Sure.
Fuck it. Punch that kid.
Sure.
Punch him.
But.
Punch him.
This guy is getting pressed for longer than I was watching the video. The video is like, I think it's 2.5 minutes long.
Punch that kid.
And so that's when somebody started filming. And it's just getting closer.
Because you didn't see the altercation beforehand. You didn't see the argument. You see the little boy hop up. Then walk to the class. This shit's probably been going on for 10 full minutes.
And so it's like, after a while, the kid's like, all right, I don't know. I don't know what to tell
punch
you.
Him. Fuck it.
And then they start, swinging on each other. And now you're fighting a grown man. And then this is the most annoying thing is that, so I was like, I'm not going to watch this, whatever, right? And then someone later I saw it because it went super viral. Then later I saw just the ending, and it does seem like as soon as the fight started, that's when the principal and the officer and everybody showed up. It's like, guys, couldn't have been here 15 seconds earlier. This thing has clearly been going on forever.
For a while.
Yeah.
I've had an argument for an argument with a teacher lasts forever. Forever. Yeah. Because neither one of you will back down. There's long moments of silence. Like, the longest, I remember one of my teachers in high school arguing with him because, like, my economics class, I just could never get economics. One, I need to see things. Two, economics is completely made up. Of course we go in recessions. Of course we go into depressions because all of this shit is fucking fictional, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going, and I'm just in class going back and forth with him, back and forth with him, back and forth with him. And then eventually I just go, whatever, coach. And he was like, oh, that's your big comeback? Whatever, coach, that's what you're going to say? I said, either I cuss you out and get suspended or say whatever, coach. So I'm going to say whatever, coach. And he's like, yeah, that's a good plan. Like, he completely agreed. He was like, oh, yeah, I would have to kick you out. All right.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's also where he realizes as an adult, it's like, maybe I've taken this thing too far.
The 16-year-old is the one that shut this down?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Mm. The fact that I wanted more of this is, like, a little weird.
Sir! I'm sorry, in that moment, he was like, she can't be... I'm 40.
I also can't let her be right for long in the classroom. Like, if he lets you be right for a quick second, it's like, hey, all right, he's still in charge, right?
Right.
So it seems like this moment right now is the perfect time to kick it to the listener and let them know, hey, you don't even really have to vote. You don't even have to let us know how you feel as much as other episodes, because Powerade is better, and that's just the way it is.
No, it's not. It's better. Listen, it's not the whole point.
Just doesn't get it, and that's all right.
Nigga, the whole point of a sports drink is to rehydrate you, and there is science that proves that Gatorade hydrates you better because of the components of Gatorade. It's not like, who is he even looking? Who is he looking at? Do y'all know who he's looking at?
You know, let us know what you think. Let us know if it's Gatorade for you, Powerade for you. Let us know which one quenches your thirst, which one makes you feel like you're ready to get back out there on the field, on the court.
When was the last time you was on the field?
I don't really have to answer.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No.
I've never been an athlete and never tried to act like I was an athlete. Mm-hmm. Yous, on the other hand.
No, me's. Okay.
Yes, yous, Joshua Ezekiel Johnson, sitting up acting like that just because, listen, if you was playing soccer at the same time you was getting orange slices, you wasn't even varsity, baby. You weren't even JV.
Wow, we're talking about varsity now? Okay, look, let me just let you know
that
Powerade
got
me where I am today, okay? Help me from falling out on that field. Help me.
Powerade got you doing a podcast in a padded room.
You'd rather I go with your Gatorade, with your ditch dined and dug out Gatorade? But yeah, y'all, let us know how you feel.
Yeah, let us know that Josh is once again wrong.
Y'all have a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend, all right? Dulce just doesn't get it.
Josh is always wrong.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take The Dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.